Tommy, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Thank you.
Thank you. Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Pound here, WFMU East Orange. That was Wilbert Harrison with Mickey Guitar Baker there, Florida Special. We heard Ike Turner and the Kings of Rhythm, Cubano Getaway. Robert Ward and the Ohio Untouchables, Hot Stuff. Magic Sam did Magic Rocker, and we opened it up with Bo Diddley and Shank. Entire set of guys with their tremolo turned all the way up. Hey, we got a great show for you today. In fact, we saved the best for first. Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber, the man like 10,000 live volts. Man, he was great last night, huh, Laura? And we're getting ready for him to come out right now. And then we're going to go through as much of the usual stuff as we can get to. We're going to have a little tribute to Charlie Rich later in the show and a blues hangover. And I brought lots of request items, tons of rock and roll records, some of the ones you never heard before. And knuckleheads in the news and some surprises. But listen to this. Check this out. We heard him play this last night like I'd never heard it before.
Give me the downbeat, Mastro. I want to lead on the line. Because everything I do, I want to do it in double time. When I take a ride in my car, I let it roll. Hear me? I said let it roll. I like to feel that wind in my face. Nice and cold. If you kick the timid, you just better turn back. Because when I take a ride in my car, it's got an action back. Hear me? Action back. Well, Kim, you just gonna move me. Well, I've got to feel the beat. Nothing slow for the heart. I want to beat for the feet. Hear me? I said beat for the feet. If you play it slow and easy, I can dig a lick like that.
That's Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber, and he's with us right here in the studio. Good morning, Ron.
Jimmy,
how are you?
How you doing, man?
Great show last night.
Well, thank you. I'm sure glad
you guys
came
sound
out
like
to
a,
see us, man.
You guys sound like a billion bucks. I like that you got the backing vocals and everything on Action Pack, just all perfect.
Yeah, it's almost a complete reproduction, isn't it? Almost, except for the voice.
Almost. So did you think... What would you have thought if somebody told you you'd be playing that song, The Pack Houses, into the next century?
Oh, man. It's just so far-fetched. You know, Jimmy, I always had an idea something would happen, but I didn't really know that it would be quite this way, you know. So it's just been really great. Tons of fun, man. What can I tell you?
The last 6 or 7 years, it's just building and building, little by little, each time.
Yes.
Each new road trip brings more fans, more people, more attention, more press. Now the TV stations, Conan O'Brien, Monday night,
Yes.
Tonight the Rodeo Bar, and tomorrow night, 28th Street and 3rd Avenue, folks, come down. It's free to get in, which is quite a treat, quite an amazing thing, because most of the stuff you pay a lot of money to see is horrible these days. And here's something you actually get to see for free that's incredible. 100% authentic Texas rockabilly and the great backup band.
Yes, aren't they, though?
And the best rock and roll drummer.
Yes, I'm the president of the fan club.
Man, sounds great. So what do you know, we were talking before, it's like rockabilly just keeps getting bigger and bigger, almost bigger now than it was the first time around, even though nobody's really gotten any huge hit records like Blue Suede Shoes lately, but you'd go to Europe all the time. You were out in the James Dean Festival in Indiana. Every place you go, every town's got a few of these bands playing music, a bunch of people that want to hear it. And everybody keeps bringing more people. And yeah. What do you think the appeal of this is?
Well, I just think it's happy, good time music, and it's very positive. You know, it's like I like to think it's like going to a spiritual singing or something like that. It's the same kind of feeling that I used to have going to a black singing or something like that, dinner on the ground, you know, type of thing. So I think we carry that with us. And it's just very contagious.
You could fall out on stage, as they say.
Carry you out, man. Feet first.
Yeah. And you got plans for another record?
Yes. As soon as I can get over the recording, it'll probably be in November, going over to do the new one. And it should be out the first of next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got some new material lined up?
Yeah, this should be like 80% new material.
Great.
At least 80%. There might be a cover or two there that I'm thinking about, but a lot of them, a couple of them, the Eddie Angel and I wrote, whom you met, I think, before.
Right, from the Planet Rockers.
Yeah. So, and then Barney Kumis and I write some things together. So it's become a real, you know, a pretty good working, creative working relationship, along with the studio where we cut is a place called Toe Rag. You'd love this place, Jimmy.
A-Bone's cut there. Bruce was raving about it.
Did they? Yeah.
Yeah, lots of cool old mics and compressors and...
They call it a valve studio there, you know, and a bunch of tube-peg equipment. I'm not really sure exactly what it is, but it's all old. Some of it actually came out of Abbey Road, you know,
wow.
I understand. So,
wow.
I don't know what that,
yeah, they,
what
some,
that adds to it. But,
some great sound and stuff comes out of there.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, let's hear Rock and Bones. I mean, we're going to get up do-do-do, and we'll come back.
Okay.
That cue. I should have played it off the CD. Oh, well. Let me wait. I know how to fix this. Sorry about that, folks.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound here with Ronnie Dawson, alias Commonwealth Jones. Where'd you come up with that name?
Actually, Columbia Records came up with that.
That was Mitch Miller's idea?
Yeah, I had a name, Snake Monroe, which I was going to use, Monroe being my middle name. So I had the name. I said, people used to call me Snake then because I was skinny, still skinny. They called me, you know, and that's what I called them. I put that name on there, and then Columbia Records, of course, you know, someone always has to have a say. Whatever that is.
And you ended up, you were on Columbia at a time when they were swearing they wouldn't sign a rock and roll artist.
Well, you know, and I think I told you before, you remember me telling you that I was actually on Columbia two times as a country artist and as a black artist. They thought I was black when this record came out, so. And when I went 10 years, it was about 8 or 10 years later when I went back to sign. I signed with them under my own name with Billy Sherrill to record for Columbia. I don't think anyone ever knew, you know.
But it was the same person?
It was the same person. So,
well, if you went up there now, they probably still wouldn't know.
No, you know, it's just that was in the Clive Davis years, and you know, and all we were concerned about was making money, you know.
Yeah. Well, those years almost seem good compared to the new Japanese corporate record company that they have up there.
Yep.
But so you've been having any good funny experiences out there on the road these days? You've been playing a lot, huh?
Yeah, quite a bit. It's just, you know, we're just playing. Of course, we were here last year and did Carnegie Hall. I think we talked about that.
Right.
And so we've just been working on trying to get some national TV publicity. And a lot of people helped. I think you know Tom Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Him and I think Bob Goldway helped.
Bobcat
pulled a little weight on this.
Wow.
Threw his weight around, and we did.
Stand-up comedians for rockabilly unite.
Yes, they were, no, they really did. Their managers called, and a guy named Greg Wolski, who's doing a Tear It Up documentary, rockabilly documentary called Tear It Up. And actually, he'll be in town this weekend. So he did some. He sent some footage from there. But Crystal Clear, David Denard of Crystal Clear Records, really pursued it and finally got us a date.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's how the ball started rolling for our another friend of ours, Dick Dale.
Yes.
He was on the Conan show. Then he got picked up on a big movie soundtrack. And
yeah.
Got a really, really good things going for him.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's exciting. And to answer your question, just about every gig is an experience. You know, we played our way up here. We played in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and Atlanta, and came right on up the coast, you know. So
gigging the whole way. And then you're off to Europe?
Yeah, I'll be leaving Tuesday. And I'm flying to Stockholm. And I'll be there a week. We're doing a couple of big car shows. Car shows are big there.
Huge
American
there.
Cars are very popular there. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, the roads are too small to drive them on.
Yeah. Well, and there's no traffic on the roads either to speak of.
Yeah.
So, and I'll be doing that in a week in Finland, I think. Maybe a little. It may be a little longer than a week in Sweden, but I'm doing a week in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stop off in England to see your buddy Barney.
Tell him I said hi.
I will. Yeah. He's supposed to be picking me up there at the airport, so...
So you'll definitely stop for something to eat on the way back.
Yeah, you know, eat and have a little drink or something. Go to a pub.
I'm going to play this next one. This is one you did last night, a fantastic version of it. I was telling the person I was with last night that last year I saw Johnny Cash, Ronnie Dawson, and Dick Dale all do this song on the same week. But your version stands head and shoulders above any version, especially the one last night.
Wow.
It's Ghost Riders.
Thank you.
Riders in the sky. hot breath he could feel. A bold and freeze up to him as he looked up in the sky. He saw the riders coming high, and he heard the mournful cry.
If you come out to the rodeo bar tonight, you can hear an amazing version of that. Ronnie Dawson, High Noon. Lisa on drums. You guys going to play?
Yeah, you want to play one?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we've been playing with this song here. This is one we've been doing not quite as long as some of the rest. This will probably be on the new album. And it's a song that I've developed an arrangement. Features the rhythm section, of course. And this is one called Tired of Traveling for you, Jimmy.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah, gee. One, two, three.
Well, I've been riding that old Greyhound, running from state to state, going on down to Baton Rouge, up to Santa Fe, going on down to Nashville, out in Tennessee. Yes, I'm coming home, and that's where I'm gonna stay. Lord, tired of traveling, going home to stay. Well, I'm tired of traveling, going home to stay. Gonna get down from the street now, that's gonna end my traveling day. Well, I took it from Toledo, out in Alabama. Took it on over to Baton Rouge, down in Louisiana. Going across the border, Texas border that is. Going on down to Austin, that's where I'm gonna stay. Like, tired of traveling, going home to stay. Well, I'm tired of traveling, going home to stay. Yeah. I wanna get down from this Greyhound, that's gonna ruin my traveling day. greyhound. That's gonna end my traveling day. I wanna get down from this greyhound. That's gonna end my traveling day.
Wow. World debut here on the Hound Show.
Yes, as it should be.
That's amazing. Do you know, I haven't seen you play that one yet at all.
Well, we did it last night. It's just, you know, it helps to do a new one every now and then. Probably the next time we come around, there'll be several new ones that I'll be doing. Hopefully,
yeah.
A bunch of new ones.
Looking forward to it. Well, tonight at the Rodeo Bar, you can hear that, folks. That was great. It sounds like $1 million in here.
Thank you. Yeah, it does.
We're actually, folks, we're not even in the main music room. We're just set up in the normal room here. And it sounds, you guys have been doing this a lot, huh? Working the radio.
Yes.
And like I said, this is the best rock and roll rhythm section in the world right now, folks.
I agree.
Absolutely.
I totally agree.
You want to do another one?
Yeah, I'm going to do another one. Let's see, what can we do without my guitar?
Can you play drums, Ronnie?
We can do a little Rockin' Bones. Let's do that.
Okay.
All right. Lisa got to find some bones here.
Yeah, I got to find some bones. Hang on, let me dig around my bag for a second. Who put that head in here? Right,
yeah. On? Okay, yeah.
A little something like this.
Leave a half a memory when I go. I want to leave something to let the whole world know. The rock and roll daddy's done passed on. Please don't keep rocking long after I'm gone. Roll on. Rock on. Yeah, now spot. Yeah, rock on. Yeah, now spot. A lot of rhythm in his rocking bones. Yeah, rock me bones. When I die, don't you bury me at all. Hang my bones upon the wall. Beneath these bones, let these words be seen. The running gears of a bopping machine. Roll on. Rock on. Well, now, bop, 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 rock on. Well, now, still a lot of rhythm in his rocking bones. Deep with a high noon record at my feet, a phonograph needle in my hand, I'm gonna rock my way right out of this land. Roll on, well, rock on, well, now bop, 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 and rock on, well, there's still a lot of rhythm in his rock and roll.
Ronnie Dawson, High Noon, Lisa Pankratz. Wow, that was great. They'll be at the Rodeo Bar tonight and the Conan O'Brien Show. No, and tomorrow night and the Conan O'Brien Show Monday.
Yes.
And you're filming Monday night at Conan. Yes. That's great.
Yes. Hope to have you come over, but you said you might not.
Yeah, I think I gotta. I actually have to work Monday. I'm sort of in a work mode. I'm trying to get it together so I can leave town by the end of the summer.
Well, you know, we had to do this. This is a tradition, as you know. We've done this for what, since 1987?
87. 8 years.
Yeah.
And each time, the crowds get bigger. You play to bigger crowds, more listeners.
Yeah, we've seen it grow, haven't we?
It's been...
And thanks to you,
it's,
man.
It's really snowballing. Helped. It's snowballing.
Yeah, but you were the first, you know, you were the first guy I came out here. You played my stuff, and it was just great. And thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ron. It's been an honor and a pleasure and a lot of fun.
Well, I consider you a part of what's happened, you know, so thank you very much.
Well, thanks. And thanks to High Noon and Lisa Pankratz. I know you guys want to get some rest before tonight, so I'll let you get out of here. We're going to play this one, which is one of my favorites, and you always do it, the old champion Jack Dupree song, Shim Sham Shimmy.
Here's the
in the world. This is a night better than any kind of love. I'll have your love before the sun comes up. You are the girl, you give me the baby, baby, best in the world. This is a night, other than any kind of love. I'll have your heart before the sun on come up. Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Out here at WFMU, that's a selection of some stuff from the last couple of Ronnie Dawson albums. If I learn how to speak, Monkey's Uncle, the old Ray Sharp tune. This is the Night, which is a Bob Lumen song, and Shim Sham Shimmy Me. And Ronnie Dawson and High Noon will be tonight at the Rodeo Bar, and tomorrow night at the Rodeo Bar, which is free, 28th Street, 3rd Avenue. I just saw them last night at this weird place, the Louisiana Bar and Grill. They were fantastic. And Monday they'll be on Conan O'Brien. I gotta say, Ronnie is like, some guys are just natural born rock stars, and he is born to be a rock and roll star, and I know it's gonna happen. He'll be the biggest rock star of the 21st century. Anyway, what else is going on? I don't know that much. I think my crystal ball goes until Tuesday. Roscoe is going to be at Roscoe's Gang along with Go to Blazes and Blue Mountain over at Brownies. We got a pair of tickets to give away for that a little bit later. And I'm gonna organize my knuckleheads in the news and all the scratchy 45s and stuff here. Let's go right into Blues Hangover. Somebody called and asked me for my if I had a hangover cure. Here's my hangover cure: stay drunk always, especially if you live in New York and you don't have to drive. Anyway, we got one here queued up by another Texan, Long John Hunter. He's from West Texas.
Action from All Black Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, "I'm not that far, but bad, I try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Fireboy gonna beat that Camaro, man. See it." End quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, "serves him right," end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
I'm gonna get Big Boy Hogan's to come down and dig your grave and bring me my pick and shovel so I can jump that in your face. I'll be right down at your bearing, be riding in my V8-4. Because you think you're so wise, darling, well, ooh, girl, I declare you don't know. When you join your insurance, you better make it sick and accident, too. You keep a mess with me, girl, you know something might happen to you. And I'll be right down at your bed, be riding in my V8-4. Well, you think you're so wise, darling, well, girl, I declare you don't know. My gasoline in the morning, check my oil late tonight. I don't have to worry, cause I know everything's all right. And I'll be right down at your bed, be riding in my vehicle. Because you think you're so wise, darling, well, bring the doctor, baby. I'm gonna bring the undertaker, too. All three of us will be waiting to see what did become of you. And I'll be riding down at your bed. Be riding in my vehicle. Now, when you think you're so wise, darling, well, who could I declare you don't know?
The Black Prince of Shadows returns in Scream, Blackula, Scream. See Scream, Blackula, Scream, all new, rated PG, starring William Marshall, Don Mitchell, and Pam Grier, the godmother of coffee. Blackula is back in Scream, Blackula, Scream.
Goddamn business. But I got in the cup, didn't cost you nothing. Remember, that's where Lincoln got it. Huh? Got another one? Why don't you just relax, brother? This is not your act. If you got an act, find you a job. Stick with what you know, nigga, labor. I don't fool around with labor. I can sit down and watch labor all month.
Last night, and I tried to take my all stole the house. They all stole the house. All Lord stole the house.
Kicking and the dancing, funky, and food called the funky melon, and all that kind of funky black eyed pea. When I was a kid, funky didn't have nothing to do with music. See, funky was just plain funky. See, funky was grandma's bloomers and grandpa's long drawers with the nicotine stain in the back. Where he had sneezed and got snuff in him. That was funky. I remember one time I was about 7 years old, and we were playing hide and go seek. And I went in this lady's closet. We was playing hide and go seek in her house. I went in the closet where she kept her dirty clothes. Funk in her closet, I gave up.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange with Maybelle Franklin. Let's do the Wiggle. Before that, we heard Eddie Taylor and Jimmy Reed, Stroll Out West. Kerry Choo Choo McCain did Turn Your Damper Down. Willie Love did V8 Ford on the trumpet label. We opened up with Long John Hunter, Ride With Me Baby. That came out on the Yucca label out of New Mexico. Anyway, we do have a lot of news this week. Knuckleheads everywhere. But my favorite knucklehead of the week is a Hoboken police officer, Lieutenant Janet, formerly John Aiello, whose decision to have a sex change operation has stunned his partners and bamboozled the Hoboken mayor, Anthony Russo. See, this veteran New Jersey cop plans to have a sex change operation to become a woman next year, and he's bracing for a fight with his stunned and embarrassed superiors. I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, so what? But they're making a big deal about it. And I feel, Hoboken Police Lieutenant John Aiello has told local officials he'll sue if his gender change blocks an anticipated promotion to captain. Chief Carmen Labruno reportedly asked Aiello why he wants to sue. Because when I get back, I won't be John, I'll be Janet, he was quoted as saying. Aiello, who changed his name to Janet last week and has started dressing as a woman, confirmed the account. I haven't chosen to take this on, the 24-year veteran told the New York Post. This chose me. This is me. Finally, my dealing with my own identity. He's been on sick leave since September. He's been taking hormones for 2 years and plans to live as a woman until next year when the unkindest cut is made. Many in the Miles Square working-class Hudson County town are shocked that the longtime motorcycle cop and father of two is poised to go under the knife. And he will definitely become, as far as we know, the nation's highest-ranking transsexual police officer. So you gotta love him for that, huh? Anyway, well, colleagues have described Aiello as an excellent and great cop. Many of them are uncomfortable with his new identity. One unnamed cop said, "It's embarrassing to me," but the cop wouldn't give his name. Anyway, Aiello, who let his hair grow out into a short curly bob and wore short shorts, chipped red nail polish and sensible shoes this week, said the breast-enhancing female hormones forced him to bear his secret. "I was developing the body of a woman," said the big-boned six-footer who resigned his job as the head of the traffic division to desk duty this week. "It was getting harder and harder for me to suppress it." This is my favorite part. Aiello said he's digging in his heels for the fight. Anyway, we salute you. I wish him the best.
Where you at, honey? Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
All the way from Hoboken. What else is in the news?
Hold on.
We'll do the obits after this next set, but, Estancia, let's do the parenting desk here. Estancia, New Mexico, a man who beheaded his 14-year-old son because he was possessed by the devil was held on $50,000 bail. His court-appointed lawyer bowed out of the cause because of a scheduling conflict, but entered a not guilty plea, which entered automatically. Anyway. Eric Starr Smith, 34, allegedly stabbed his son 60 times on the side of a highway as the boy's younger brother and passing truckers looked on. Can you imagine that? 46, 47, anyway. We got one more here. Where is it? This was in Cairo, Egypt. An Egyptian Tom Sawyer made his father faint with shock when he turned up at his own funeral 4 days after he ran away from home. The 7-year-old's father, Syed Abdel Fattah, had searched Cairo's hospitals for the young Karim and eventually claimed a likely corpse in the city's main mortuary. But Karim, who had been visiting relatives in the country, and just like Tom Sawyer, he appeared at his own funeral, surprising mourners in the middle of their grief. Anyway, let's get on with the show. We got one queued up here by Vern Pullen. Crazy Baby, WFMU.
What it takes to make a blind man stare. She's my boss, baby, baby. She's my boss, baby, baby. She's my boss, baby, baby. And she's my, all mine. Well, boss, baby.
body gets round. Just to see her face come up and put on a smile. With a cute little wiggle, make you wanna die. Your knees turn jelly and your eyes pop out. See my bop fetch, baby. See my bop fetch, baby. See my bop fetch, baby, and she's mine. All mine. It's bop, 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 baby, baby. 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 See my bop, baby, baby, and she's mine. All mine.
He traveled the world, listening to the musical heartbeat of people everywhere, learning and singing their songs. Folk songs he learned from the best. In the banana boat country, he heard Calypso, where it was born.
They go, they're standing alone on the lawn. They're standing in their joy, in their joy. Darling, here am I. Darling, darling, dear. I am standing alone, some boy. If I should have died, if I had died. Died when I were young, I were young. Darling, I wouldn't have had. Darling, I wouldn't have had. Wouldn't have this race to run.
With his head and heart full of songs that captivate all who hear.
Came to a stop, which means a slap. Yeah, slap. Mm-hmm, yeah. crazy, man, crazy.
Oh, no, no, no.
Now, Art's not with us anymore. He's gone where all the good sloppers go. We heard him say when he got the pearly gates,
oh, go, oh, go, oh, go, oh, go.
Which means I can't wait to do the slop. Yeah, yeah, slop. Yeah.
A blob called out.
Got the whole world rocking.
Hey, baby, I got enough. People are talking about buzzing stuff. Don't listen to what they say. They lie and cheat every day. Don't listen, baby. Don't listen to what they say. They say you're long hotline. I feel you selling you. You know what I do, where I go. Don't listen to what they say. They lie and cheat every day. Don't listen, baby. Don't listen to what they say. They say you're long hotline. I feel you selling your home. Tell your mama, leave me alone. Tell your sister, stay off your neck. She'll have you crazy, I expect. Don't listen to what they say. They lie and cheat every day. Don't listen, baby. Don't listen to what they say. Tell your long hotline. I dream just telling you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hound here with Bobby Davis. Hype you in a cell in your head. We heard Arlie Neville doing Boppin' Bug. Raleigh McGill, There Goes That Train. Lee Dresser did Beat Out My Love. We heard The Concepts in Jungle, and we opened it up with Vern Pullen and Bop Crazy Baby. We have a vibe report on the line. Let's get him on here. Airline. Get it? There. Line. Did that take? Hey, Roscoe?
Yeah.
Hey, you're there.
Yeah.
I don't know if that took or not. How you doing?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Oh, great, great. My blood's flowing. We had Ronnie Dawson in here with High Noon and Lisa Pankratz on drums, and they played. It sounded great.
Terrific.
And they were great last night.
Well, I'm excited about seeing them this weekend.
Yeah, they're playing.
What was it like over at that Louisiana place?
It was goofy. It was like your typical like Cajun restaurant crowd, but they were enthusiastic. I mean, they weren't... The knucklehead factor wasn't too bad. It was actually a pretty friendly place. I mean, we actually managed to win over the bartender with big tips and got a few buybacks.
Oh, that's good.
Actually had a nice comfortable seat at the end of the bar. Really good view of the stage, so it was cool. It sounded good in there.
Well, that's
and
good
those
for a
guys
while.
Were fantastic.
I think their PA was some kind of splitter box that went into the jukebox.
Really?
A little miniature speakers placed all around.
Hmm. Well, no, they had a real PA there.
Oh, that's good. Cool.
You know, like your standard decent bar PA.
Cool.
How are you? You got a gig this week, huh?
Yeah, Tuesday evening at Brownies.
In fact, we have tickets for that to give away.
It's really?
Along with Blue Mountain and Go to Blazes. And who's Barbara Brussel?
Barbara Bruchel. I produced the other bands, and she's somebody who I'd like to produce.
Uh-huh.
Hence, Roscoe Night.
There you go.
We'll be playing over there, and I'm going on late for all you people that like to go out late on Tuesday night.
Cool.
So
it says, must be 21 or older to enter.
Enter contest? What's the question?
Oh, I didn't think of a question yet.
Oh, yeah?
No, it said must be 20. The winner, whoever wins the tickets, has to be 21 or older.
Oh. Well, it said something to enter. I was thinking contest. I wasn't really thinking about walking into Brownies again.
So what's today's vibe?
Oh, air-conditioned vibe, sitting over here with Troop and drinking cappuccino. What did I do? I ate breakfast at the Old Devil Moon.
Walked around.
Saw Jack Boy. Sort of aimless wandering Saturday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Planning on tying on the feed bag in a most exquisite way, and then possibly going to see Simon play at the Ludlow.
Simon's at the Ludlow tonight?
Yep.
Cool.
With Los Dudes.
Oh, yeah, I know those guys.
Los Young Bartender Dudes.
Very good.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of on my mind. It's too hot to cook, and that's, you know, would be up there with what I'd want to be doing on a day like today.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too hot to cook.
Mm.
So me and Troop are trying to make up a song over here.
Let me see if I can come up with a title for you.
The Hound's working on the title right now. That's what we need, actually, at this stage.
I'm a little brain dead right now. If I had my Turbo T already, I'd have a song title for you.
Can you get that Turbo T at any stores, or is it just at your gym?
The only place I see it is at the gym, but I guess it's got to be something. They've got to sell it other places. Probably health food stores have it. Mm. Pharmaceutical-grade caffeine.
Only the finest.
Yeah. Stuff will pin your head back.
So evidently, Jack Boy and them, Mikey's having a party out in Willsburg somewhere.
Oh, yeah? That's nice.
This evening.
Should we invite all our listeners?
I don't know. I think they're having some kind of lesbian jazz band playing or something.
The best kind.
Yeah. Boy, you know, as far as vibes go...
Yes.
I may be out of this one.
Okay. We'll see you Tuesday.
I mean, it's good to be back from the southern chapter of the barbecue belt.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see you Tuesday at Brownies.
Terrific.
Okay, Roscoe.
Hola, senor.
Aloha.
Bye.
The State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on here? Let's see. We have some things to discuss here. Oh, obituaries. Well, Mikolas Rocha died this week. His opulent scores for some of Hollywood's most lavish epics, according to the New York Times, earned him 3 Academy Awards. He died at the Good Samaritan High School in Los Angeles. He had a stroke 3 weeks ago. He was 88 years old. He scored a lot of movies. A lot of movies. Including some of my favorites. Let's see. My favorite scores, let's see, he did Ben-Hur, Brute Force, The Naked City, Crisscross, The Green Beret, Asphalt Jungle, Quo Vadis, El Cid, Lost Weekend. One of the great, great Hollywood film composers, Nicholas Rocha. And Charlie Rich died this week. That was kind of sad, 62 years young. He was found dead at a motel in Hammond, Louisiana, where he and his wife Margaret had stopped for the night during a trip to Florida. There was a blood clot in his lungs, and that's what killed him. He's best known for his cornball country hits, Behind Closed Doors and The Most Beautiful Girl in the World, but he did a lot of great stuff. He did a lot of stuff. He started out at Sun Records, made some really great records at Sun, and now we're going to hear a whole set of those. And, he had some good records at RCA, Big Boss Man, Mohair Sam, On My Knees. He scored the Benji movies. He did one amazing thing. It was during one of these Country Music Award ceremony things where they were giving the Country Entertainer of the Year award to John Denver, and he was the presenter. He was real drunk, and he actually pulled out his lighter and lit the little certificate on fire in front of everybody. He was a class act from the word go. In fact, he made a really great record with our very own Mr. C for Sire last year. It's called Pictures and Paintings. And that's a good one. It's like a real kind of Ray Charles-y soul blues late night groove record. This Laura, our Cub reporter Laura Cantrell gave me this. This is reactions to Charlie Rich's death. And evidently Jerry Lee Lewis is extremely upset. His birthday, which is coming up on September 29th, Jerry Lee said, "Well, I guess I'm next. I just don't understand this because Jerry Lee's going to be 60. According to Frankie Jean Lewis, his sister, he just broke down and cried. He may even cancel his show in New Orleans. And he had taken some personal things Charlie had given him, photographs, cufflinks, personal items, and he's just sitting there crying. Sam Phillips says he's in shock. He said, "I'm sitting here talking to you in disbelief, just like it was Elvis. He just can't believe it." Oh, poor Charlie Rich. Well, he's probably better off. I don't know. I mean, who's to say? Poor us without Charlie Rich. Anyway, I'm going to play a set of some of this stuff. This is all great stuff. And he's one of the only guys who really did the rockabilly thing well. He did great. He was a great blues singer. He was actually a really great jazz player, and he was a great country singer. And he had more scope than most, than any just about. Let's hear from, this is my absolute favorite, Charlie Rich, Whirlwind.
Whirlwind of love, my darling. Whirlwind of love, my dear. Whirlwind of love, be just a hurricane from the sea. Just a hurricane came and brought me love. Whirlwind caught the dirty love and took it from its place so dear. The whirlwind come and bring me cheer. It a lonely heart. Whirlwind of love, my darling. Whirlwind of love, my dear. Whirlwind of love, my dear. Just a hurricane from the sea. Me off of my feet. Well, the whirlwind of love, my darling. Whirlwind of love, my dear. Whirlwind of love, my dear. Just a hurricane from the sea. Well, the raging storms of every kind. Oh, my troubles at the rise of sea. I hope there's one that'll soon come back. And pull my baby back to me. When my baby can't get whiskey, she almost loses her mind. She drinks whiskey like water. She drinks gin like lemonade. She drinks whiskey like water. She drinks gin like lemonade. Well, she makes me go to work, baby, while she lays round in the shade. My baby'd rather drink whiskey than to eat a southern cooked meal. Yeah, she'd rather drink whiskey than to eat a southern cooked meal. When my baby's high, she's happy, and now you know just how I feel. I worry when she's loud and rowdy, worry when she's quiet. It's getting darn expensive, keeping up a whiskey diet. Took her to the doctor, this is what he said, ain't no pills can help her. She's just a natural whiskey head, got those juice head blues. I'm blue as I can be. Well, my juice-headed baby is going to be the best of me. Well, I make it all right.
Well, I make it all right.
From Monday morning to Friday night.
Oh, those lonely weekends.
Since you left me.
Since you left me.
I'm as lonely as I can be.
Just put me down and
Back in the States.
Out here, saying goodbye to Charlie Rich, and God bless his dead ass. No, don't put no headstone on my grave. Give him a monument. And what else do we hear? We heard Everything I Do Is Wrong, the original hit version of Lonely Weekends, a little scrap of tape outtake called Juicehead Baby, which is a good example of his jazzy blues side, and Whirlwind, which is my absolute favorite. Charlie Rich dead at 62. There's just so few of these guys left. Oh, well. Anyway, speaking of death, I really do miss New York Newsday, but Cub reporter Eric Danville of Screw Magazine has attempted to fill the gap by sending me the new issue of Screw, and there's a couple of really interesting news stories in Screw. In fact, more interesting news stories in Screw than I found in a week's worth of the Post. Fort Worth, Texas, country singer Ty Herndon, 33, pleaded guilty to charges of indecent exposure after he solicited sex from an undercover policeman in a park known as a gay cruising area in Fort Worth, Texas. The cops were also pleased to find 2.5 grams of methamphetamine in his wallet. Herndon now finds himself on the business end of 5 years of probation, but his slate will be wiped clean if he successfully completes his sentence. What's so hard about completing a sentence of 5 years probation? I guess he can't expose himself to anybody. Here's a really sleazy story, boy. Porn queen Alex Jordan was found hanged in the closet of her home. They didn't say if it was a wire or wooden hanger, but she was 31 years old. Jordan, who'd been missing for 5 days when her best friend Summer Knight notified police who entered Jordan's apartment, didn't say where her apartment was, and made the discovery. Original rumors had her hanging in the closet with her hands bound behind her back, leading speculation that Jordan was murdered or had engaged in deadly S&M play. According to friend William Margold, however, this was untrue, and her death was ruled a suicide. News of Jordan's death had been somewhat slow to spread through the industry. I guess it happened in July, in part because Margold claims no one wants to admit it. This is in the porn industry, of course. They want to deny it as much as they can. When the bad ones die, people revel in it quickly, but when the good ones die, they don't want to admit it, and Alex was incredibly good. Using his favorite porn analogy, he commented, "In porn, there are a couple of quarterbacks, a couple of running backs, a couple of ends, you know, tight ends, loose ends." This is a great article. And Alex had attained the end status. Always gave a tremendous performance. She was a total and absolute joy to be around. Margold, whose Free Speech 2 outreach program provided a sympathetic ear for troubled porn performers, gee, can we call them? Says Jordan showed no signs of depression when he last saw her and had not made use of the organization's hotline. God, if anybody has the number for this, Free Speech 2, T-O-O, apostrophe. He adds that a friend who recently escorted her to a party said she was really happy, but sometimes people who say they are happy are the worst people to deal with. Anyway, she had been in the porn business since 1991. She was in 150 features, including Bonnie and Clyde, Cheerleader Nurses, and Vampire's Kiss. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, there's another dead one. Anyway, let's get on with the show. We got some tickets to give away here for Roscoe's Gang. We just have one pair at Brownies. This is Tuesday. Tell me who wrote the liner notes on Roscoe's last two albums. Area code 201-678-7743. This is Roscoe's Gang along with Blue Mountain and Go to Blazes at Brownies this Monday, August 1st. Got one queued up here by Wynonie Harris.
There's gonna be a shotgun wedding. There's gonna be a shotgun wedding. There's gonna be a shotgun wedding. here in town tonight. Cause my baby's mad someone else for spite. Tonight, I didn't get no invitation. I didn't get no invitation. I didn't get no invitation. But baby, that's still alright. I'm going around there, shoot out all the lights. Tonight, if she can't be mine, she won't be his neither. I mean that thing, I ain't lying. I sure ain't lying neither. I'm going around there, shoot out all the lights. Tonight. Your boots, I ain't just a jiving. I'll be there, baby, when the people start arriving. Cause my baby's man, someone else will spite. Tonight, there's gonna be a shotgun wedding. There's gonna be a shotgun wedding. There's gonna be a shotgun wedding here in town tonight. I'm going around there, shoot out all the lights.
Mister, you're a psycho.
Well, now you wear your shorts when the weather's hot, with nothing but a little haughty tongue. Oh, naughty girls, now what you trying to do? Shame on you. Well, now when you sit down, you show your knees. Just enough so I can see. But naughty girl, now what you trying to do? Well, that girl, oh. Shame on you. Then you say,
oh, silly boy, we're just teasing you.
Oh, naughty girl, now, what you trying to do? Well, now, girl, 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 oh, shame on you.
Oh, come on, man, we're just teasing you.
Well, we all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
There goes my baby, though I prayed both night and day. Night and day. I just can't help from crying, cause now they're carrying her away. I remember the night we first met, when we were only kids, but we grew up together. And now my baby's dead. There she goes. She's taking her last ride. I'll just keep on worrying, my place. You try and try and try. Do you see your baby's face? Help me, somebody. Please help for me today. Cause there goes my baby. Oh, yes, still taking her away.
You just don't understand us teenagers.
Anymore, I don't care about you. Found another I can do without you. It's why I begin to doubt you. You're that kind, baby, you're that kind. That you told me lies and you called me honey, played with my heart and you spent my money, left me broken now, that ain't funny. You're that kind, baby, you're that kind. Baby, every time we go out on a date, you're always saying it's a getting late. You look at your watch, say it's time to go home. You just won't leave me alone. Well, I found a new girl and she's a little honey. She got a car and she got money. Take her out every night, sure is funny. She's not that kind, she's not that kind. Always telling me to be good. Get me in my place and I usually would. You're that kind, baby, you're that kind. Anymore, I don't care about you. Found another I can do without you. You know why I begin to doubt you. You're that kind, baby, you're that kind.
Exposed. Every feverish moment in the emotional life of the immature.
Blacksmith Blue.
Young blood runs hot with unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. Now, baby, come back and play the drum. Come back and play the drum. Come back, baby, hold the heart of you. Well, now, this is one thing, baby, I don't want you to know. Oh, if I come on back to me, a little girl, we can make it like we did before. Now, baby, come back and play the drum.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Out here, WFMU with Buddy Holly and Bob Montgomery. I want to play house with you. What a brutal sound they had. Chuck Higgins before that by request, Blacksmith Blues. We heard, I swear this is the guy's name, Little Marnie Jones, You're Just That Kind. Sugar Boy and the Cane Cutters did There Goes My Baby. Jackie Bradshaw, Naughty Girls. And we opened up with Wynonie Harris, Shotgun Wedding. Boy, the response for the Roscoe tickets was incredibly underwhelming. I'm not even going to tell you the answer to the trivia question. Nobody won the tickets. We'll give them away later. What's left in the news? There's a lot of weird news this week, but let's see. Oh, yeah, we have more announcements. Laura Cantrell has a gig Friday the 4th at the Cucaracha Theater on Greenwich Street or Greenwich Avenue? Greenwich Street in Manhattan. What time do you think? 10? 10 o'clock. Laura Cantrell. And, of course, there's Ronnie Dawson tonight, the Rodeo Bar for free. And tomorrow night, the Rodeo Bar for free with High Noon. And on the Conan O'Brien Show Monday night, two teenagers drowned in a fast-moving river during a weekend rock concert of the group R.E.M. on the grounds of an Irish castle. Wow, the last thing they heard when they were dying was R.E.M., the rear entry men. Ouch. Ouch. Jeez. Tongues are still wagging about the bachelorette party that Naomi Campbell threw for just married Stephanie Seymour. Pictured in a recent issue of the German mag Bunte are supermodels Kate Moss, Claudia Schiffer, Carla Bruni, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, what's this one girl's name I never heard of? A male stripper disrobed, one identified model went topless, and Kristen McManamy, is that how you pronounce it? She did a striptease on the table, but before she can bear all, she stepped into the chocolate cake, kicked the icing around the room, fell down into the cake. Stephanie Seymour entertained the crowd by blowing up a massive rubber penis. See what you're missing by not... What else is here? Oh, Dr. Nick. He had his... what's his name? Dr. George Nicopopoulos, the Memphis doctor accused of overprescribing drugs for Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis. He finally had his license revoked on July 19th by Tennessee medical authorities. Nobody can get the good drugs, not even Jerry Lee. He's going to have to move to New York. There's a guy, John Bryant. He's kind of a tough guy. He said when he was a kid, he used to butt heads with his pet goat in Polk County, Florida. Anyway, he's a hard old dude, said Stan Taylor, superintendent of Bryant's apartment in Harlem, because you're wondering what this is all about. I hate when they write these articles like four paragraphs before they tell you what happened. This is from the Daily News, which has really gotten to be a crappy paper. So when he lost his patience awaiting treatment for his .22 caliber bullet wound in his head in Harlem Hospital Wednesday night, he apparently plucked the bullet out by himself because he got sick of waiting. He's 73 years old. Look at that. He looks like a hard ass. Yeah, he got shot in the head. Doesn't even tell you how he got shot in the head. Who is this writer? Giorgio Fitzgibbon. The guy's an illiterate. This is a really badly written article, so I can't really tell you what happened. This guy got shot in the head. He was waiting in Harlem Hospital for hours and hours in the emergency room. Finally, he just pulled the bullet out himself. The article tells you how tough he is. It doesn't tell you how he got shot. Man, what's the guy's name who owns the Daily News? He's really... That used to be a decent paper. Now it's it's almost as bad as the Post. And, of course, Newsday is gone because they waived the law that would allow Rupert Murdoch to own a paper and a TV station in the same town. Of course, one of the papers had to fold, and you knew it was going to be the most liberal one because this is all political, folks. Could they waive the law for me? Can they waive the law so I can go shoot somebody? Anyway, let's give up on the news for now. Okay, since obviously... What are we going to do with these Roscoe tickets? Third caller, 201-678-7743. Go to Blaze's Blue Mountain, Roscoe's Gang of Brownies, Tuesday night. Third caller gets the tickets. And what's queued up? Now, this guy was from somewhere around here. I guess he was from Newark. Bob Vidone.
We hope it didn't offend anybody.
Thank you. we will not be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
Fuck it, sell some records, man. Ain't nothing but... Don Roby say anything with an antenna is important. That's right. Ready? Hi, this is Andre Williams. And you know, they said anything with the antenna is important. And anyone that can hear... The hound is bad. One more time. I want to give him something really good. And if you're listening to the hound, you ain't. Hi, this is Andre Williams, Mr. Rhythm. And you know, it's an old saying, anything with the antenna is important. And if you're in listening range of the hound on WFMU 91.1 in East Orange, New Jersey, you're a bad motherfucker.
For a day, she said, I'm sorry, just a moment too late. I said, you treat me like a this and that. You ain't gonna ride in my pony, cause I'm moving. Hey, child, say, yeah. I'm a telling you, Jack. Got a pony, I don't gotta look back. Hey, child,
get in the car. Shut the door, turn the key, pull the gear, master pedal to the floor,
and you're moving. Hey, hey, hey,
60, there'll be brand new style. Enough to drive the average rich man wild. But listen, Jack, this is a natural fact. That Pony Bill is the last Pontiac boy in school.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
I'm
And meanwhile, back in the States...
Pound here, WFMU East Orange with Jimmy Powell. Sugar Babe, Part 2. That goes out to Fast Freddie Patterson, because that's where it came from. Terrigan Brothers on the Fortune label did Hi Ho, Little Girl. The great Andre Williams did Andre Williams is Movin'. That's exactly how it's spelled. Betty McQuaid did John Loudermilk's Midnight Bus. Classy Ballou and the Crazy Mambo. And Bob Vidone opened it up with Untrue. Anyway, let's see. Announcements. Ronnie Dawson tonight, tomorrow night at the Rodeo Bar for free. Monday night on the Conan O'Brien Show. Roscoe's Gang along with Go to Blazes and Blue Mountain. Brownies Tuesday at Brownies Tuesday. Right, I said that. Laura Cantrell at Cucaracha Theater on Greenwich Avenue. Greenwich Street. 10 o'clock, Friday the 4th. And let's see, I'll take a quick look through my news folder, see if I didn't get to anything important. I don't really want to, I don't have that much to say, I'm running out of steam here, but let's see, a Brooklyn assemblyman used $350 from his campaign donations to pay for the cremation of his cat. It costs $350 to cremate a cat?
No.
I'll cremate a cat for $50, alive. Oh, dispatcher says two cops raped her. Jeez, talk about the bad lieutenant. Two New Rochelle police officers were suspended from duty after a civilian employee of the department alleged they raped her following a night of drinking. But no charges were filed against Gary Lucchese, 30, and John Delino, 28, both of New Rochelle, but they were all suspended without pay pending an internal probe. I think they deserve an internal probe, maybe with a blunt knife. Oh, let's see. There was some good testimony at Representative Mel Reynolds' hearings, but maybe we'll do that next week. Alabama to make prisoners break rocks. They're going to start making prisoners break rocks in Alabama. Ooh, boy. Boy, the whole world is really headed ass backwards, isn't it? What else is... Oh, here's a great story. I like this one. Do I have a laugh track for this? West Bloomfield, Michigan, the lead singer of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, shocked an audience in this heavily Jewish suburb of Detroit with a flip remark about the Holocaust. Halfway through the show, David Clayton Thomas provoked gasps from the crowd of 3,000 when he said it was as hot as the last train car going to Auschwitz. Concert organizer Judith Shervine was at the show with her husband George, an Auschwitz survivor. She said the remark was a stupid thing to say. Well, it's kind of stupid to book Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I mean, I think the audience was gasping when they heard him sing Spinning Wheel. David Clayton Thomas. Doesn't the guy in Pearl Jam remind you of David Clayton Thomas? The same sort of muscle singing voice. I hate that. A cat fight breaks out over a breed. Oh, this is the Munchkin controversy. They bred these cats with little tiny legs. They breed cats with little tiny heads. Like a cat body with a head the size of like a mouse. That would be cool. Former President George Bush nearly drowned when he stepped in a peat bog last week. Just stick his face in a peat bog. DWI cover-up. There's nothing good in the news. What time is it? You know what? Instead of just rocking through the end, we got this. We got 35 minutes. I'll come in the middle and tell you what we hear. What do we got queued up here? Cletus Harrison, Rock and Roll in the Groove.
I sure spend my money like I have a good time. Work every day, can't never keep a dime. Go out on a party, throw away my loot. Every Monday morning, got to pour in my suit a little rock. Got
Quiet,
quiet, please.
Recording. Hello again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra grit. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty.
No, and it's just as finger-licking good.
You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different.
This will be wild lines 30, take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Start again.
He said cut it.
Go ahead.
Baby and meet me on the corner right away. Up, 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 up. Well, you better run right over, cause I really got a lot to say. Up, 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 up. You better bring on your back. Hop, hop into the rockin' spot. Jump, jump into the rockin' spot. Shake, shake into the rockin' spot. Hurry, hurry, give it all you got. You better run right over, baby, run at the rockin' spot.
Rockin' spot.
Well, run right over, baby, and meet me on the corner by the spot. Oh, yeah, you better run right over, cause the cats are giving up all they got. I hear the jukebox are going, and the place is really getting hot. Hop, hop into the rocking spot. Jump, jump into the rocking spot. Shake, shake into the rocking spot. Hurry, hurry, give it all you got. You better run right over, baby, hop into the rocking spot.
Rocking spot.
And my hands are really rocking to the blues. All the guys are jumping and popping out the bottom of the shoe. I knew I'd better call you, baby, let you know about the happening. Pop into the rocking spot. Jump, jump into the rocking spot. Shake, shake into the rocking spot. Hurry, hurry, get it all you got. You better run right over, baby, pop into the rocking spot.
Rocking spot.
There are two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet,
the dark feather.
The feather is good.
Take two.
Well, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. But every bit. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Get every bit as finger licking good.
I really love you so. I'll never let you go. Bye.
I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right.
Cut.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake? We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five. Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
Is a mountain so great is the sea, but you know that not half so great as what's got a hold of me. It's that great shaking fever, good loving my baby gives. If I don't die tonight of love, I won't be no good to live. Great, great wheels are turning way up in the middle of the air. Must be my heart, I see a yearning. Great shaking fever there inside. There's a great shake, 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 shaking fever there for you. You ask me a question, I'll tell you no lie. Don't you know that doctors done gave me some good advice? He said that great shaking fever is a mighty rare disease. But you lose it in your baby's arms when you get that love you need. A question, I'll tell you no lie. Don't you know that doctors done gave me some good advice? He said that great shaking fever is a mighty bad disease. But you lose it in your baby's arms when you get that love you need. Great shaking fever, great shaking fever.
That's why folks call it the finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good.
I don't want to get me anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
To drive me wild. All righty, dighty, dighty, pick you up tonight. Spoon, 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 by the light of the moon. Kiss me once, angel, I won't tell. But please don't ring those rock and roll bells, 'cause I'm a mixed up kid. Crazy, crazy, crazy mixed up kid. Rock and roll bell, just about to turn me wild. Oh, ding dong ding, ring a ling a ling. Ding dong ding, ring a ling a ling. Them bells just keep on ringing. 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 Ding dong ding, ring a ling a ling. Rock and roll bell, just about to drive me wild. All really deep, deep, sweetie, sweetie, sweet. You ain't got no money, child, you're still my honey. Hold me by the hand, I really think you swell. But please don't
ring those rock and roll bells, 'cause I'm a mixed up kid. Crazy, crazy, crazy mixed up kid. Them rock and roll bells just about to drive me wild.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Take your drink to the end of the bar, buddy. Let her be. Now don't be a fool. I'd soon have a hot seat in Sing prison than to sit down by her on that stool. What's that you say? I guess you're right. It's nothing to me. See that man, she belongs to him, buddy. Better drink up and go while you can. I can tell by the way he looks at you, buddy, that he's sure a quick-tempered, jealous man. What's that you say? I guess you're right. It's nothing to me. There you are, stretched out on the floor, buddy. Now you see what you've made him do. Here they come to take him off to jail, buddy. And tomorrow someone will bury you. Oh, well, that's life. Or it was. It's nothing to me.
Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Never met me. Shouldn't have never met a sweetie. Shouldn't have never met me. Now his memory is down in history. He was a real cool cat.
He was a real cool cat.
And wore a high top hat. He was a real cool cat. And wore a high top hat. He was a handsome cat.
Mr. Lee had a date. this. If anyone here in the audience has been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I just thought I'd break in here and tell you what all that was. The Night Rockers and Night Rock on the RCA label. The Bobettes and I Shot Mr. Lee. Buddy Long on the Great Demon label, Ain't Nothing to Me. Louis Jones did Rock and Roll Bells before that Dorsey Burnett and the Great Shaken Fever. The Jesters doing the Chantel's tune, The Plea. We heard Curly Cold Iron and Rockin' Spot. We opened up with Cletus Harrison, Rock and Roll in the Groove. We got like 13 minutes left. Let's keep rocking. Here's a dumb one. Talk about teenage hard-on music. Check out this. The Royal Lancers.
Well, I woke up this morning. That's a night out of town. I just hit the sack and was sleeping sound. When all at once, in the window was a face. A little sharp man here. Because I knew the score. Is this a place where the combos come and jive? Is this a place where the cats come alive? Is this a place where we have a ball? It's a little sharp man and you can hear him call.
Well, the cats come alive, is this a place where we have a ball? It's a little sharp man, you can hear him call. Sorry, mister,
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Personality Plus.
Well, I had an ice cream store around the corner. A little gal, she's a goner. I couldn't cope, I threw a straw. I told the man, give me more, more, more. My ice cream, baby. My ice cream, baby. Oh, she looks so sweet, well, she can't be that ice cream, baby. Well, ice cream, baby. She's a goner. Sipping coke, drinking the straw. I told the man, give me more, more ice cream, baby. Ice cream, baby. Oh, she looks so sweet, well, she can't be bad. Ice cream, baby, you're fine. Well, ice cream, baby.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, baby, 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 we're out of time. That was Frank Trullio and the Shipmates with Ice Cream Baby. Joe Morris did Watch Out, I Told You. That also comes courtesy of Fast Freddie Patterson. And we opened up the Royal Lancers there. Is this the place? Don't forget Ronnie Dawson and High Noon tonight over at the Rodeo Bar, and tomorrow night, Roscoe's Gang. Tuesday at Brownies, Laura Cantrell at the Cucaracha Theater on Greenwich Street, Friday the 4th. And Conan O'Brien, Monday night, Ronnie Dawson. If the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, I'll be back next week. Let's say goodbye to Charlie Rich here with one last one. WFMU East Orange.
I'm tired and weary. Everything I done was wrong. And I feel like going home. Lord, I tried to see it through. But it was too rich for me. So now I'm coming home. Yes, I feel,
Lord, I feel
like going home. Now the skies are closing in.
The skies are closing in.
And not a friend. As I have been, Lord, I feel like going home.
Lord,
I feel like everything I done was wrong. Lord, I feel like going home.
Lord, I feel like
going. I feel like going.
your music. Hate, hate, hate. I hate your music. I hate WFMU's music a lot. Hate it.